Good morning, everyone. It's Todd,
Chase, and Nick
with Chrisley Confessions. Good morning, boys.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I prefer men, but...
Oh, good morning. Let me rephrase that, folks. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm just doing fabulous today.
Good.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. You know, we survived Savannah's 23rd birthday party.
Which I was on the phone with Marty this morning. He said, man, I feel like your family did way more for Savannah than they did for you. And I was like, welcome to my
life.
Here we go. I swear to God that he said that.
So, you know, yesterday, folks, was Savannah's 23rd birthday. And, you know, we had a fairly sizable group of people. And that, you know, everyone had their mask on. Everyone was doing what they're supposed to be doing. So, you're now complaining, saying that...
I'm not complaining. I'm just telling you what somebody told me. Marty said...
Marty wasn't even invited. So
how
does he know?
Well, he saw it from Instagram and stuff. And he said, I feel like they did way more for Savannah than they did for you. And I was like, Marty, that's been my entire life.
Oh, here we go. Nick, do you think that I show favoritism?
Nick?
Of course not. No, you love your kids equally, so...
There you go.
Jeez. Somebody needs to get Nick a towel because he's got something on his face from kissing so much ass.
Oh my God, here we go.
So, Chase, you're doing good.
I'm doing great.
Okay. Relationship still good?
She's still with me, so.
Okay. Well, let's talk about that for a second, because this is a little bit different than what we're going through right now with you, because you actually care that she's with you.
Yeah. Before, I didn't really care.
Right. And so why is that? What's the difference?
I don't know. I think that this is probably the one.
Really?
Yeah. And I mean, she gets along with my family. Everybody likes her. So that's new.
Because
that's very new.
Yeah. Because I mean, I never liked none of the hoes you had before.
No.
So, I mean, this is a good thing. Nick, how are things with you? Because, I mean, you know, the tabloids are running crazy with you and Savannah, and y'all broke up, you call the engagement off, we hate you, you're not part of the family anymore. I mean, how do you feel about all that bull crap?
It's just a bunch of BS. And
is
nice
it though,
terms.
Nick?
It really is, though, Chase. No, we're good. Hey, we're working on ourselves and working on... bettering our relationship too every single day. So, I mean, at the end of the day, it's exciting because we were not in the best place. And now it's kind of just a reboot. And we've been very happy with how things are moving along right now.
Well, Nick, you should watch what me and Emmy do and then just take notes. Because eventually you just want to have a relationship like I have.
Here we go.
That's the last thing I want, Chase.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it turned out that you have actually...
It's sad that I have the most stable relationship.
What did?
I said it's sad that I have the most stable relationship right now.
Excuse you?
I do.
No, you don't.
Nick.
Hey, you're in the best place I've seen you, though.
Yeah, so that's since you've been in the family, right?
100%. Yeah, so I'm happy for
and
you.
And what did you say a couple of weeks ago about Chase?
Well, okay. Chase used to be
a douche.
A douche. And,
thanks,
and now he's a really good guy, and I'm really happy to see him happy.
That's right. That's
everybody goes through their douche phase.
Oh, yeah. I didn't, but I mean, most people.
Dude, okay. You were a freaking athlete.
Nick sells Nash.
What? Yeah, I mean, I did. I was kind of a douche at one point when I was an athlete, but hey.
Nick, you just signed your autograph with your hockey number right here for me.
You added 17 to it. That was just a normal signature.
Exactly. But so, Chase, in all reality, though, don't you think that the reason this relationship means so much to you and the reason that it's working is because, A, Emmy is driven in her faith.
For sure.
And she will not fight with you.
No, she won't.
Okay. And your mother has, that's the reason that your mother and I have made it, because she was smarter than I was, and she said, I'm not fighting with you. If you're going to raise your voice, if you're going to do that, then you know what? I'm going to walk away, and when you get right, come back to me.
Yeah, and I don't think I should have been in a relationship period before this, but I think it's just growing up and learning what you do want and what is worth it and what's not.
Right.
Because like doing all the dumb shit that I've done,
right,
I just have no desire to do that anymore.
And also the respect level that you have for Emmy.
Yeah.
Is so like beyond what we have ever seen you exhibit, yet so close to the way you have been taught.
Yeah, I mean, she's not going to stay if she's not respected.
There you go.
And she shouldn't.
There you go.
Okay, parents out there. So if you're like me, you feel like the kids have been on summer vacation forever. And, you know, I tried my best to find things that Chloe and Grayson could do that was something they could actually learn from. And that's why I was super excited when we were asked about KiwiCo. KiwiCo gives your child super cool hands-on science and art projects delivered to their door every month. And I have to tell you, we received one for Chloe and one for Grayson. They both loved their projects. Chloe's was a lantern that actually still works. So she did this several weeks ago, and she has it up in her playroom. It was a project that she did hands-on. We were able to walk her through. It wasn't above her head, but yet it wasn't too elementary for her either. I love the fact that each of their gadgets, each of their projects are age appropriate. The one for Grayson was a little more complicated. His was this solar spinner that, of course, it had more pieces and was related to science. And hers was more of an art project. So they both loved their projects that they did. And Chloe always loves to get things in the mail. So for her to be able to receive something in the mail that she could also learn from was just a win-win. So, you know, as a parent, it's hard to find creative and new things to keep your child busy and spend quality time tackling projects together at home. So that's why we love KiwiCo. KiwiCo is redefining play with hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. There's something for every kid or kid at heart at KiwiCo. Get 30% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line at kiwico.com/cc. That's kiwico.com/cc.
And Nick, I think that, you know, and kind of talking to you and Savannah, you know, for months now, you know, folks, I have kind of been the therapist for everybody in the family. So do you know how bad you've got to be to consider me to be your therapist?
I got to give it to you.
Well, I mean, it's pretty bad. I mean, in this world, I mean, we have Dr. Phil giving people advice, so.
Okay, well, you know, well, I don't think Dr. Phil has a whole lot of credibility.
Exactly.
they don't do research for their shows.
Clearly.
But I think, Nick, you know, I have been kind of working with you and Savannah now for months.
Yep.
And, folks, it's really hard because, you know, Savannah's my daughter. She's my first priority. But
over everyone.
No, you know, she is my first priority when it comes to, you know, helping her in this relationship. Yeah. Because you know that I love you, but what have I always made very clear?
Yeah, that your daughter comes first, which is what it should be.
Right. And you've always been respectful of that.
Of course.
But folks, where you start getting into the gray area is when you actually love the person that your child is with, like one of your own kids. And then you want to do the right thing by both of them. And sometimes doing the right thing for one is not great for the other. And I think you've experienced some of that, right?
Yeah. I mean, in all honesty, Savannah's felt a lot of the times that you sided with me and that, you know, she wasn't being put first. And that wasn't the case, but we definitely had to talk to her about it and say, no, like, I mean, you call me out for my stuff.
Right.
And, you know, sometimes I'm wrong, sometimes she's wrong. But at the end of the day, she needs to know that your priorities lie with Savannah. So I think once she really understood that, it's kind of helped us focus just on ourselves and our relationship and kind of taking that little bit of it away from the drama, I should say.
Right. And, you know, and I think that in you guys' generation, you know, when I was growing up and when I got married, I automatically, I mean, whatever Julie needed is what I had to take care of.
Yeah.
And in y'all's generation, y'all look at, well, you know, go do your thing and then we'll meet back up later.
No. Uh-uh. That's not the way it is over here. I can promise you that.
Okay.
And it's a lot like exactly
Nick,
what you just
you
said.
You and Savannah are very, very independent.
Very much, yes.
And that has been
especially Savannah.
And that has been somewhat of an issue, you know, in your relationship, wouldn't you say?
For sure. I mean, listen, it's great to be independent, but there's things too that you need to rely on your partner for and mm-hmm. let them know that you want to rely on them on some things. And one of the attractive things for me for Savannah is how independent she is. And sometimes,
but it's also
she knows,
one of the least exciting things.
Exactly.
Too.
And I think I've made that clear to her is that, you know, I get you're independent. I get you're a strong woman, but you take it overboard sometimes. Mm-hmm. And then it just kind of, you know, X's me out. And, you know, at the same time, you got to find the right balance with that. So
right.
She's been working on that. She's
which is crazy because both of y'all are like two of the most giving people that I've ever met. I mean, it's like you're so independent. So yes, like you don't want to ask or you don't want to have to rely on each other for anything,
that's
but you
pride.
Can.
That's yeah. pride.
It's
too.
Pride. And what did I tell you? Pride cometh before the fall.
Exactly.
And, you know, Savannah doesn't want to, and you know, and I just had this conversation with her this past week that, you know, you have to lean in
mm-hmm.
and she has to trust you enough to lean into you. And if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing as the man, mm-hmm. she will lean into you more and she will start kind of relying on you more. Because one of the things that you've had somewhat of an issue with is that she comes to me for everything.
Yeah.
And that, talk about that.
Yeah. I mean, it comes down to, as a man, you know, Savannah and I, you know, we've gone through an engagement, all that stuff. So as a man, you want to get to a point where she does rely on you, you know, as your partner. And there's no doubt, I think everybody knows that you guys have an extremely tight relationship and a very healthy relationship. And there's got to be a point, though, and some balance into that where, you know, she starts moving over a little bit to me on that. And I think any man's going to want that mm-hmm. and need that. And so there's just that balance that we're still working on. And she's gotten a lot better with it. And mm-hmm. she's included me in some things. And yeah, so it's
well,
something
I mean,
that bugged me for a little bit, but we're working through it.
Right. But now, as recent as like 2 days ago,
yeah.
I mean, let's talk about how she kind of shifted me to the side.
About
her medical stuff.
Yeah. About her medical stuff. So, you know, there's things that I've learned through this process too, that I wasn't doing that she needed from me. And this was an opportunity with her medical stuff going on that, I could step up and show her that, you know, I'm going to make the decision and mm-hmm. be there for her in every situation.
Kind of pissed me off, folks.
Yeah,
but go ahead, Nick.
Yeah. So, you know, she, mm-hmm. She's heading to Atlanta for something and I told her I'd be there, get the hotel room booked up. And, you know, I didn't really give her the option.
Let's right.
just say that. And I think that's something she really liked to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, when you heard about it, part of you was like, crap. Dang. But then after that, you're like, I like that though.
Yeah.
You know, and so there's adjustment all around because I know you want, you know, for
well, she's my baby.
She's your baby. And I know that you want her to rely on me too, right?
That's right.
And so, but you've had her relying on you her whole life. And
right.
so there's that adjustment for everybody. And
that's
we're
right.
working through. And it's, and yeah, that was a perfect example of how happy she was. And she just boasted it to you and was like, look what Nick said and all that.
right.
So that was
well,
a good
you know,
feeling.
You know, folks, you guys all know because Savannah's been on the podcast and talked about it and she's talked about it on the show. You know, Savannah struggles with endometriosis. And so she's having a surgical procedure done next week. And with one of the top doctors in the United States. And so we're hopeful and prayerful that she's going to get the relief that she needs. But, you know, when she talked, you know, when we were booking these appointments for her, you know, I just said to Julie, I said, you know, go ahead and get the hotel, you know, make sure that we, you know, we're staying where we need to stay and whatever. And then all of a sudden, I get a text message from Nick saying to me, hey, I know Savannah's having her surgery on this date. I'll be there with her and I'll be booking the hotel. So, you know, if you guys want me to book a room for you, then that's great. But if you guys need to do something else, then I understand that. But I mean, I'm going to be with her. And I looked at that text message for about 5 minutes and read it 50 times in that 5 minutes. And I'm thinking, is this little douche trying to damn tell me what I'm going to do with my child? And I let it sit for a minute. And then I thought, this is the way that God intends it to be. I want to see a man with my daughter that's going to place her needs first yep. and that is going to be there so that when God calls me home, you know, Savannah still has her husband or her soulmate to be able to turn inward to. And the funny part about it, folks, is that when I said to Savannah, I said, I want you to read this and tell me what you get out of it. And I said, because it kind of pisses me off. And she looked at me, she read it. She just literally smiled from ear to ear. And she said, oh, shut up, Daddy. And we moved on from it because I knew that that's what she wanted to see. She wanted to see you stepping up,
yeah,
being the man, being assertive, and taking that leadership role.
For sure. And so for me, it felt really good too. And I've always come from a background, like, you know, how I don't like to invite myself to stuff, but right, that's not that situation. And sometimes I got that mixed up. So,
yeah, because it was a thing for you that if Savannah didn't invite you over,
yeah,
then you were not going to see her.
Exactly.
And that pissed her off.
Because she just wants me to come over.
Right.
And so sometimes I would kind of hint at it like, hey, can I bring you some dinner or whatever? But she just wants me to just show up with dinner.
Right.
And that's it. So, you know, these are just things that, like, I got to learn.
Yeah, because, you know, Nick's one of these guys that, you know, and I think that some of it comes from your parents' culture.
Yep.
And, you know, everyone, Nick's, you know, is French.
No, I'm just French. But I my mom's from Canada, too, so I have some French-Canadian in me.
Right. So, you know, they do things a little differently. Yeah. And, you know, Nick wants, you know, like if we're having dinner, he knows we're going to have dinner every night. We all get together every night for dinner. And Nick would, in the beginning, would say, well, you know, your parents didn't invite me. Well, I mean, am I invited? I mean, because no one's told me that I'm invited. And Savannah's like, dude, shut up. Get over it. I mean, we're all eating at the same time. You want them to send you a written invitation? And then you guys kept going through that personally, because you would say, well, Savannah, I don't want to keep inviting myself over. And she's like, Nick, we've been together 3 years. It's not an invite anymore.
Yeah.
But that was important to you because it made you feel awkward that, like, you were imposing.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, we've gotten through that part and now I'll just show up. So that's...
And she likes that.
Yeah, she does. And for me, it's been an adjustment because I'm just like, okay, were you guys expecting me? And they're like, yeah, we always cook for 100 people, so we're good to go. So.
Exactly. And, you know, yesterday was Savannah's birthday, but Nick threw his favorite cake in the mix, mm-hmm, and said to us, he said, Savannah, you really want carrot cake for your birthday. That's really what you want. Savannah's like, no, I want this chocolate cake, blah, 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 blah. And Nick says, no, Savannah, you really want the carrot cake.
I'm glad you did that.
Yeah.
And so Julie, what did Julie do?
She made me a carrot cake.
She made you the carrot cake and Savannah got the chocolate cake. So, you know, that's part of being a family.
Yeah.
And there is no huge formality in family for me. I mean, would you agree? I mean, I don't need you to, I mean, Chase, clearly there's no formality with you in the family because you steal underwear, cologne.
Not underwear. And I borrow cologne.
A truck?
Shut
up, Nick.
If you borrow cologne, how are you getting it back to me?
Daddy, there's no formalities. Yeah. If I want it, I just.
Exactly. I mean.
But that's only from you. I only take stuff from you.
No, you steal your brother's shoes. You was just in Grayson's shoes last week.
I borrowed those. I asked if I could borrow them.
Okay, got you. So we don't really have that kind of formality to where...
I don't think anybody does, Daddy.
No, some people
actually
do. Some people actually do. And so I think that, you know, I've told both of you that, and you both know that I pray for you every morning and every night. Right, Chase?
Mm-hmm.
Nick?
Yep.
Okay. And when Emmy came in the picture, folks, I can't explain to you that my prayer consistently has been for Chase since he was 18 years old.
Started acting like an idiot.
Since you started acting like, you know, you had no raising. From 18, I prayed the same prayer every day that God would bring Chase a woman that was of similar qualities as his mother, that was going to make an excellent wife, an excellent mother, you know, an excellent partner in life, and that they would view each other, you know, as equals. And of course, I wanted him to have someone that was beautiful and like his mother. And you ended up finding someone that could be your mother's. I mean, she looks so much like
that
your mother.
That is so weird, though. I know. Everybody says that, and it's like, oh, my God.
I know,
no.
But she looks so much like your mother at 22 years old. So much. Yeah,
some similarities.
She's not as pretty as your mother was. But, you know, she's a second when it comes to that.
Okay. Well, but, I don't think that they look alike at that, all.
Well, then you're blind. But, you know.
That's a fact.
look at what God brought to your life.
Yeah. I mean, I'm very thankful, very appreciative. I mean, she's a great girl. And as long as I act right, I'll keep her.
That's exactly right. And that's in any relationship, Nick.
Yep.
What have I said to you about that men are not complicated creatures?
No, we're very simple.
And that women are overly complicated. And you have to pay attention to every move that they're making, mm-hmm. because they are wanting you to anticipate what their next thought's going to be.
Oh, yeah. I got to become a professional mind reader or psychic.
Well, you're dealing with Savannah. And Savannah's just a different breed.
Another creature.
Like, Savannah is not... All girls are not like Savannah.
No. Savannah is a very strong-willed, independent young woman who has her mind set on where she wants her life to go. And she has to learn that it's okay to feel that way, and it's okay to have dreams and to pursue those dreams. But when you are in a relationship, your dreams become each other's dreams.
Exactly.
And some things you'll succeed at and some things you won't, but you build each other up and you move forward.
Yeah. I mean, you add that partner in your life. It's now two people. So doesn't mean you have to agree on everything, but at the same time, you know, you guys want each other's dreams to come true and you're helping each other do that. And for me, it's exciting. I like that.
Schooling at home has been quite the adjustment for Chloe, at least. You know, it is hard to get into the mindset of doing school at home, and it has been really hard for her. But Grayson, on the other hand, who does an online program, has had no trouble because it has been completely seamless, and that's why we love Laurel Springs. So online learning might be new for your family, but Laurel Springs has been doing this for nearly 30 years. As the experts in online learning, Laurel Springs has the tools and the curriculum your child needs to maintain their learning unhindered by whatever the future holds. Their flexible learning programs designed for students in kindergarten through 12th grade offers challenging and diverse courses. And Laurel Springs is accredited by the Western Association of Schools and Colleges and Cognia, which means their transcripts are recognized by colleges and universities worldwide. So, if you're to the point that you just are like, okay, I can't do this anymore, go register your child at laurelsprings.com/cc and receive a waived registration fee. That's laurelsprings.com/cc for your waived registration fee. That's laurelsprings.com.
But, you know, let's talk about social media and how much the effects that it plays in all of our lives. Social media for me is something that I find humor in, mm-hmm. because I can go back on somebody who's made a smart ass comment about one of my kids,
yeah.
or about me. I mean, like last week, or was it last week, Nick, that somebody called me
fat?
Yeah. It was fat. So, yeah. So last week, someone calls me fat on Instagram. And so I sent Savannah a screenshot of it, and I said, okay, so now I'm fat. I'm not having dessert until this evening. Now, I could really give a shit less what someone says about me. Trust me, there has been far worse said about Todd Chrissy than calling me fat. But I don't care what people say about me. So social media, I look at to see how people's doing, you know, beautiful imagery, you know, things like that. But your generation, you two, your generation, actually people date from social media. People meet from social media.
Yeah.
And therefore, you guys give all of these rando hoes out here and strangers an opinion in your life.
Yeah.
And y'all take it at that.
I think that social media is a terrible thing.
I do too. I'm with you on that one.
And it's destroying.
I think that it's awful, and I think it's been...
It's destroying people.
It's messed up the moral compass, yeah. of
100%
of people now.
I told you yesterday, I think we were talking about it, about like divorces and relationships and all that stuff. Like, I feel like social media has such a big play in that, because, you know, some people think the grass is greener on the other side. They know, mm-hmm. they look at this and they look at that. And for me,
yeah,
it's,
well, I mean,
like,
a guy gets on there and he starts looking at all these girls with their titties hanging out, yeah. and all of that. And like, of course you're going to get in trouble for doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then it's like, well, there's the privacy factor. Like, okay, first of all, I don't think that a man and a woman, I don't think you should be going through each other's phones, because you're going to find something that's going to piss you off, yeah, no matter what. But I mean, if you go in there and you, like, you add social media to it, that's just like laying opportunity in front of you, or like a hole for you to fall in.
100%. And first of all, what have I said? If you've got to do all that,
then you don't need to be with them.
If you got to do all that, you in the wrong location.
Because there's no trust.
Yeah, because and without trust, you have no relationship. I mean, Julie has my password, but I don't have hers because I don't care to go through her phone. I don't want to see recipes. I don't want to see her talking about, you know, with her girlfriends, oh, I'm going to make this, or I'm going to do this. Todd's a pain in the ass. We know that. So I don't need to, she tells me that. So, I mean, she ain't telling somebody else something she ain't told me. But social media, because Chase, in your previous relationships, you were in dishonest relationships, and it literally, you could not, I mean, the phones were controlling you in those relationships.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, in a way, I guess.
Because
I mean,
you felt like, oh my God, I got to get this text message. I got to respond to this text message. I got to know where.
Oh yeah, I was definitely like a slave to it because I didn't like. I mean, there was just no trust.
Right.
So,
and Nick, you and Savannah have had some of that.
Yeah.
Because girls message you and they, what do you call it when they
DM?
Yeah.
DM.
Slide into DMs. they slide into your DMs and they're showing all these tit pics and, you know, in their panties and things like that. That's what you get. Savannah gets
I don't get
dick
anything
pics.
Like that.
You get dick pics?
No, I mean, I'm sure. I'm sure I get them from everybody. I get guys and girls.
But, I mean, you know, Savannah gets all these messages from these guys that are 40, 50 years old and, you know, 20 to 30. Savannah's stuff is like all across the board. And that bothers you to know that she gets that as much as it bothers her to know that you get those kind of things.
Yeah. But when did it start being acceptable for you to just be dropping a dick pic in a someone you don't know's DM, or just anyone.
Yeah. Well, that's like social media allows that opportunity. That's what I hate about it, is like, uh-huh, people are literally freaks out there, mm-hmm, and doing things
I'm
like that.
I'm a freak, but I'm not dropping my dick off in people's DMs.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So, but yeah.
I mean Nick, you've done that, right?
Shut up. But no, it's
Thank
not,
God for the extra Zoom,
it's,
Nick.
It's not so much about, you know, I understand she gets them. She understands I get them. It's because we're in the public eye, but it's just, they're going to happen. That's
but
not my
even,
issue.
But I don't even think that's public eye anymore, yeah, because I have friends that are not in the public eye and they have women, you know, sending them stuff.
It's because social media just makes it, you can,
because
so
there's no boundaries.
Yeah, everybody is so accessible.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that What literally saddens me for my children, folks, is that my kids feel an obligation to feed the social media content because we're on television. People want to know what we're doing, and they feel an obligation to share that part of their life. I mean, so much so, Nick, that, you know, with you and Savannah, if you guys don't post a picture together.
Yeah, we're broken up.
You're broken up. But not only that, people start literally coming into both of your DMs, mm-hmm, even faster because they're thinking, okay, well, here's an opportunity. Here's an opportunity.
Yeah. Well, I posted that picture from the Bahamas.
Yeah.
And someone said, is that girl Nick's new girlfriend? Talking about Emily.
Emily.
Yeah.
See, but that's the stuff, how things get started. And folks, yeah, Emily is like another one of our kids, another one of my kids' siblings. She's been doing our, you know, Julie's makeup, Savannah's makeup since forever. And we love her dearly. But now see, that one picture, now you have a different girlfriend.
Yeah. And it's, yeah, it sucks to see that. But at the end of the day, you can't control what everyone else says. Your life, people cannot see your full life through Instagram.
That's right.
Instagram is a glorified version of your life.
That's exactly right. And so, what you want people
exactly
to see.
And what you want people to see.
What you see on, like, on the internet is not, you don't know somebody from what you see on their profile.
No. And I mean, and half the time, if you go to hook up with somebody that you met on Instagram,
they don't look
like that when you get there.
Mm-mm. I wouldn't know, but I'm just saying, you know.
But I mean, you know, I just think that, A, I'm very blessed because, you know, all of my boys right now, you, Chase, Nick, Grayson, Kyle, all of y'all are in a very good place. I mean, we had a bump in the road with Grayson. Yeah, we had a bump in the road with Grayson because, you know, this little girl wanted to send him Snapchat pics. What was it, 2 days ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, 2 days ago. And of course, I have his phone set up to where everything is trapped in the cloud and I can see his text messages, everything. And so this little chick sends him, she's 14, by the way, or 15, I forget how old she was, and she's sending him boob pics. And folks, I lost my shit. I lost it. I took the phone, I deleted his Snapchat app, and I said, which he has Instagram, but I control that Instagram. I let him sit there in front of me if he wants to post something, and then I take it back. Your mother was devastated. Your mother was dead because yeah, he's her baby.
She looked at me and she was like, I hope that he's okay. I was like, Mama, he's fine.
Yeah, because Julie was like, this has scarred him. I'm like, honey, a tit pic didn't scar him. He's 14 years old. It hasn't scarred him. But he has to know that, A, we're in the public. Everyone knows what we're doing. Everyone sees everything that we do. And then what you don't see, you make up and create.
Yeah.
So I said, we cannot have girls sending him stuff like this.
And
he's just too young.
He's 14.
I mean, and whoever that girl's parents need to get hurt, because at 14 years old, if I caught my daughter doing that.
Oh, now listen, let's not get carried away. Because I can remember at 14, you was on teentitties.com.
No.
So, nuh-uh. You had your laptop. Everybody in the world saw it. They saw me send it to the poll. So, folks, we're not going to go by Chase on this.
Well, that was just looking at porn.
Uh-huh. At 14.
I don't know if I was that.
Yeah, you were that. You were 14. And
I'm just saying, I learned from my mistakes.
Okay, that's what I wanted to get to.
I don't think that that's acceptable. And I would never, allow. Like, if I found out my daughter or my son was doing that, I'm going to bring all hell down. Yeah.
Okay, so then that's the lesson here, folks. You're 24, so 10 years ago, you were doing something that Grayson actually wasn't doing it. It was sent to him. You was looking yours up. But regardless, it was still wrong. So in 10 years, you have realized that porn is disrespectful to women and that it's not something that you want your children to be doing.
For sure.
Okay. All right, Nick.
Amen to that.
So then why do I see it on your phone?
That's a lie.
But I mean, I love that you've come that far with that.
Well, I mean, I think it's just like,
because you were just because you were
aligning
worried.
Your moral compass,
but you were also like in Grayson's ass over it.
Yeah, I mean, you
yeah, I did. I was just like, dude, you have to be like, you can't be doing this, and like, you have to be careful. Like,
and if you said if a chick sends you something like this, that's the wrong chick for you to be communicating with,
for sure.
Yeah. And, like, I guess the biggest point from it is, like, boys will be boys. Boys will mess
up.
But
this, they are 14.
But they're 14. I'm not denying that. Yeah. I'm saying, but for Grayson especially, too, in the situation that he's in, it's a disaster waiting to happen.
Yes.
And so catching it was very important. So,
for sure.
I'm very happy for that.
And, I mean, and Nick, you yourself have said that this entire family babies Grayson.
Yeah.
That Grayson's Savannah.
That Grayson is the baby, right?
Yeah, of course.
And so, he's 14, but he's really not 14.
No, you would think he's at least 16, 17. I mean,
you're like, 12. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. You get both sides of it from him, but yeah, he's had to grow up a lot quicker too, and I'm not in his position, so I don't know what it'd be like being 14 years old in the public eye like that. And, mm-hmm. you know,
I know that it's hard because he sat there and cried. You know, you were there.
I was trying not to laugh.
And yeah, because your mother was getting ready to slap the shit out of you.
I know.
But, you know, he cried. He said, I was just talking to her. I mean, she sent me the picture on Snapchat and he said, she seemed like a nice girl and I was just talking to her. I said, how long did you talk to her before she sent this picture? Well, a couple of weeks. And I'm like, dude, you've got to be kidding me right now. You have got to be kidding me right now. A couple of weeks and this chick is sending you this picture? And he said, I know it was wrong. Yes, sir. And folks, Grayson, he gets so nervous because he's never had a lot of punishment. I mean, we don't have to really go in on him, but the whole time I was talking to him was, yes, sir. I understand. Yes, sir. And I said, don't yes, sir, me anymore. I said, because if you had that kind of respect, we wouldn't be having this conversation. And so, you know, then I found text messages, you know, on his phone where he had said to his buddy who had asked him to come and spend the night with him, who had been sending him nude photos of girls as well. And Grayson asked, could he go spend the weekend with him? And I said, you're not going and spending the weekend with anyone, period. So Grayson responds back, my dad's just being a dick. And
I come outside, my dad looks at Grayson and he goes, oh, no, it doesn't matter, though, Grayson, because I'm a dick, right?
Yeah.
I'm a dick. And Grayson goes, I'm sorry. He goes, no, I'm a dick. It's fine.
No, I didn't know that you actually saw that. I thought you were just wanting to find out if he ever called you a dick.
No, it was in his text messages.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, that was a good way to interrogate him. I know you called me a dick. He's like, yeah, I'm sorry, sir. Yes, sir.
And he was like, when he was sitting there, I said, oh, yeah, and by the way, now that we've gotten all this other stuff out of the way, I said, because you were shady as hell. I said, from now on, when you refer to me as a dick, it's Mr. Dick.
Who doesn't love a good piece of candy? And who doesn't love licorice? That's why I was so happy when we got our shipment of licorice from the Licorice Guy. The Licorice Guy is a family-owned business specializing in gourmet licorice, nostalgic dime store flavors, fresh and bursting with flavor. They offer jumbo licorice sticks in red, black, chocolate, cinnamon, and other seasonal flavors. We also got blue raspberry and watermelon, which were two of our favorites. And I love the fact that the Licorice Guy started as one man with a unique concept to market his exceptional licorice. He went to fairs, festivals, and events across the country to personally engage with each and every customer. And I feel like that's why they've been able to give the customers what they ask for that store brands can't provide. Fresh, delicious jumbo licorice sticks that take you back to fond memories. I know it takes me back to my childhood. They are made in the U.S., fat-free, kosher, less sugar, and more flavor. So go to thelicoriceguy.com and use discount code CC to save 15% off your order. The Licorice Guy offering 15% off your order. Go to www.licoriceguy.com and use discount code CC to receive 15% off your order.
Folks, we have literally had a celebrity to walk in the room.
Drum roll.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Jay DeMarcus.
How y'all doing?
Good to see you.
Buddy, how are you?
I'm doing good. I came in to talk to my golfing partner here.
Came in to say hey to me.
His ass whipped again.
That's not it is always a good day to see you walk into your own studio.
Good to see you too. I just want to tell you I love y'all.
Well, aww. Buddy, we love you too. And listen.
DeMarcus Family Rules.
How excited are you for DeMarcus Family Rolls?
I'm really, really, really excited. And thank you so much for helping us get that. I owe you so much.
Buddy, you don't owe us anything. You are going to deliver to the world a blessing.
Well, Jay, if you do feel like you owe us, I'll send you my Venmo.
Is he old enough to have a Venmo?
But I mean, so excited. I was seeing the trailer the other day. I posted it last week. And it is going. I mean, folks, when I tell you about this show, what a lot of people don't really know about Jay is that he actually can sing.
I think everyone knows that.
And then what people really don't know is how funny he is. And I was really taken back by that, you know, like with how quick you are with comebacks. And I really feel like that Jay and myself are the next Johnny Carson and Ed McMahon.
You are correct, sir.
I don't know who that is.
I love, of course you don't. Of course, did you hear that? Did you hear Nick? I don't know who that is.
Yeah, well, he's 12.
Exactly. But so excited for you guys. August 19th,
yes.
And Netflix.
You're an executive producer and creator of the show. So all y'all shady people out there keep saying we're trying to
be the Chrisleys.
To be the Chrisleys, pipe it down. I will throw out some ass whippings.
There you go. I mean, but you know, we were just talking about social media, about the impact that it has on this culture today, in our community today. And, you know, you posted about your show, I posted about it, and you had maybe 10, 15 negatives. The majority of them were all positive.
Yeah. I'm weird like that. There'll be 100 positive comments, and I'll focus on
the 10. One negative. But that's who we are. Yeah. That's who we are as a society.
I got to get better at that because you're really good at that.
Yeah, because I don't give. I literally love the negatives. Yeah. Because the negatives, that's what keeps me from being bored.
Well, the problem is I get on the phone with you and then you get me fired up and we start firing back at people and then have to erase them 5 minutes later because I'm like, this is nonsense.
Yeah, some basic ass Betty who had moved from Texas to California was talking shit. Yeah. And then I had to put her in her place. And here's what it is. You're going to talk shit about somebody on social media. And then when I drag you through the streets of social mediaville, you're going to block me.
Yeah.
And then you're going to, because Jay doesn't know how to block yet, he will learn once this show hits the air.
I do know how to block. It's just so mean.
Well, you trust me, you'll get past that. But so I block this chick, and then she still keeps coming for you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Still keeps chirping away. I finally said to her, I said, it's so weird. You don't even know me, but you've taken the time to post 3 paragraphs on my feed.
Well, it's
and she came back and said, that's a fair point.
Right?
Then what are you doing?
Because you are stupid. You are stupid. You're not attractive. And you've got a cat for a damn image for your photo. That tells me that if you have to have.
That was her face, buddy.
Oh, damn. Yeah. Well, then that's why she was pissed off. That explains it. But I mean, like yesterday,
you were such a troll.
You know, we posted a picture of Grayson throwing in Kyle in the pool last night.
That was awesome.
And this one guy comes on, like we care about rich people problems in your pool.
That's what everybody wants to go to right now.
Right?
It's 1,000 degrees outside.
And I went back and I said, well, clearly you ass clown, you do, because you commented about it. And now everybody went in on him.
Well, you can do it.
What bothers me the most is when somebody starts with what we want to watch is another rich family trying to survive the quarantine. And if people had enough sense to realize that I grew up dirt poor, first of all, no one knows what my family history is or how hard I've worked to get here.
And I think, Jay, that was one of the things that was so endearing with you when you and I first became friends was the realness. And folks, that's why I went to the production company and said, I have a friend and his family that I believe needs to be shared with the world. And then I came and sold it to you. And, you know, because Allison and Jay really did not have a desire to do reality television. They didn't want to have a show. They had never really thought about it because, you know, they're rich.
Well, no, thank you. That's nice of you. But the thing about it is that I always was scared about protecting our kids and making sure that they were okay if cameras were to follow us. And once I met your kids and saw how screwed up they were,
right?
I was then convinced that we didn't need to do it. But you said, now, wait a minute. Let's think
about
this.
Not everyone has to be this way.
Yeah.
You have a chance of being better.
When I saw that you could be normal and you could and have a TV show, more importantly, that was wholesome and there was always a good message in it, and more importantly, heart in it, then I thought this might not be such a bad thing if we can be protected by somebody like you. And the only person that I would ever do this with, and I can't say this enough, would be you, because I know you know the heart of who we are. I know that you know that we have a brand that we've worked really hard to build in Rascal Flatts, and we'll protect that. And, you know, we're never going to be the Chrisleys. We don't want to be. There's only one Chrisleys, but hopefully people will watch this and think that there's some fun to be had there and enjoy the ride with
us. Well, I think, Jay, that, you know, when you talk about never being the Chrisleys, I mean, isn't what makes the world a wonderful, great place is that there's so many different layers that we all bring.
Yes.
And that's why when I watched you and Allison and the kids in your life, I felt like this is a story that needs to be told. They do share a lot of the same similar values that we have. And but their life is even more crazy than what ours is because you were on the road all the time.
Yeah.
Allison's here in the house dealing with two kids, on the board of Andy, doing all this charity work, running these pageants.
Yeah.
And yet she still held it all together.
Yeah, I mean, it's so true. And I think the other thing is people are going to identify with the same problems they probably have in their own households.
Yes.
It's not, I mean, just because you may have a perception about one way that we live, I think you're going to be surprised by the and fact that we have common issues like everybody else.
Right.
Does.
I mean, because, you know, listen, you're how old now? How old are you?
54.
No, 24.
You are?
I'm 49.
49. So I'm 52. You're 49. At 49, you are living, you've got to, listen, Rascal Flatts has been one of the biggest country music acts in the history of country music. And so, yes, you guys are huge, huge talent. But I think that what people will see in this show is that they're going to see humor, they're going to see heart, but they're also going to see that, you know, you travel all the time, Allison's here doing this stuff, and that when you get ready to go to bed at night, you know, you're thinking, oh, this is going to be my chicka-bow, chicka-bow-bow, and it ends up more like a achy-breaky heart.
Yeah. Or an achy breaky back or a head or a knee or something that's hurting her.
Yes. And she's like, not tonight, I have a headache. Not tonight, my knees hurt. Not tonight, I've got this tomorrow.
I don't talk to one married man that doesn't
have that story. That's exactly
true.
And you sit and tell Nick and Chase these stories and they're like, that's never happening to me.
Yeah.
Tell them, Jay.
It's just not.
Boys, mark this down on your calendar. I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to happen to you.
No.
Right now, it's not. When you're young and single and all pistons are firing and all the blood's rushing to the right place, when you get old and give out and have a couple kids, I promise you it's going to happen.
You'll just look at each other when you pass in the hallway and say, why?
Yeah.
Why?
Would you stop breathing that way for the love of God?
Exactly, exactly. So, you know, I'm so super proud of you. I'm so proud that this show has turned out as well as it has. We shot 8 episodes of season 1 of DeMarcus Rolls. And folks, 8 episodes doesn't even come close to what this family has to tell you.
August 19th.
August 19th on Netflix.
I think no one's more excited than Dylan, I think. I mean, he thinks it's his show.
Dylan
it might end up being his show.
Dylan is the star of DeMarcus Rolls. I mean, he is just absolutely amazing. And I love that kid. So, but Jay, thank you so much for stepping in.
Well, it's good to see y'all. I love you.
All right, so guys, I am so grateful that you came in here today because, you know, your mother had an appointment.
Yeah.
And then we've got, you know, everyone say prayers for my daughter next week when she goes through this medical procedure. And Nick, I love to see the growth that you're showing because you know we love you. Chase, you know I love you to the moon and back.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you. I'm proud that there's no more alcohol in your life.
I am too, buddy.
I'm proud that, because now alcohol had a negative effect on you.
For sure. Yeah.
You're just so much more clear.
Yeah.
And it made you an angry person.
Yeah, it definitely did. I mean, there's just some people that can handle it and some people that can't. And I'm just one of the ones that can't.
But you can acknowledge it. You know,
right.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. And then, Nick, I get on to you because, you know, Nick, let me just tell y'all folks about my wife. So now my wife, Julie, when she comes at you, she's going to come at you one time. But when she leaves, you're going to know she laid it down.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't support alcohol and all that because I've never drank and it's never been in my home and I don't want it around me. I've never seen positive things come from it.
Nothing positive comes from it.
But so Nick is one that will go out here and he'll with his colleagues and he's doing a real estate deal or whatever, and he's just going to have a social drink. So we're in the car the other day and I was, you know, on my soapbox about drinking and whatever. And Nick's like, I totally agree. And Judy's like, Nick, shut the hell up. You and your tall glass. and I'm like, huh?
Nick said, no, that's just, what'd you say?
Sprite, seven up.
That's just Sprite. I said, no, that's a double is what that is.
And I said, Judy said, Nick, shut up, you and your tall glass. And I said, huh? And all of my family just looks at me like, because y'all say that I'm just dumb when it comes to stuff like that, that I don't know.
Well, yeah. Well shit. I mean, you've caught me and everything's done, so
but,
I don't know.
You know, I didn't know what a tall glass meant. Yeah. And it was because you, when you go out, you put your...
Well, yeah, I'm trying to hide it, basically. So, like, I would, you know, a short glass is usually for alcohol,
uh-huh.
and I would get a tall glass, because that's usually a double, or it's nothing, and I take the lime out of it so that nobody knows it's a vodka Sprite or a vodka tonic, whatever it is. And so, I mean, let's just say Julie's caught me, and I mean, she's watching. She's always watching, and she's not dumb.
No, she's not dumb.
So
at
she
all.
Called him. She called you out. She said, "Ain't nobody worried about you in your tall glass."
Yeah, I was dying. Oh God.
But you know, I think that you have realized that some of the arguments that you and Savannah have had been driven because of alcohol.
Yeah, I mean, alcohol for me is just like Chase said, I'm not meant for it. It's right. Not good for me.
And I've never seen the point in going and having one drink.
No.
Like, there's no point, because they don't know what it does not. It does not taste good.
Yeah, well, I don't. You're right on as far as you go, but that's not really true with you.
Well, I'm more of a introvert for the most part. And
you used it to be able to have conversation and to free up things a little bit. But I've watched you drink.
Yeah.
And you can have a drink and you can stop.
Yeah. The issue is when I use it like as a medicator. So if I'm in a bad place, I'm just like, all right, I want to, you know, and then I'll drink a lot.
Right.
That's when I've run into my issues. I've got a lot of control.
Right.
But, and that's my issue is kind of using it as a medicator.
Right. Because I think that a lot of your control comes from A, being an athlete.
Yeah.
Knowing that your body has to perform.
Yeah.
You're not going to do that to your body.
No.
But you, on the other hand, but you said the same thing to me, that you would have a drink to kind of
just chill
free
out.
free you up a little bit, to where you didn't feel so much anxiety in a group of people or whatever.
Yeah, for sure. But I mean, like,
were you good at stopping, like cutting off after a couple of drinks or one drink?
No.
See, that's
well. I mean, like, if I was gonna. I just didn't go. Like, if people were going to go have one drink, I'd be like, nah, like, that's not, like, I don't want to go do that. But, like, it'd be like Friday, Saturday night, like, I'm drinking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm so grateful to God that that is out of our life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that caused a lot of heartache for us. It caused mine and your relationship to suffer.
It caused every single relationship I had to suffer.
Yes.
For sure.
I agree. Which, how does it make you feel to know that Nick didn't even say it to you, but said 2 weeks ago in the car to me, dude, Chase is like a whole different person. I actually love being around him.
Well, it just makes me feel like, damn, I wasted so much time.
But at least you caught it, and you're just a fun person, happy person, loving person to be around. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
it's good to have that side of you, well, the true side.
I love that. Well, folks, we're out of time. We did not get a chance to take callers today because we had a lot of stuff to say, and I had my boys in here with me. So next week, I think that you will have probably Kyle and Chase, because I will be out next week with, as Chase says, my favorite, making sure she gets through her procedure well. And Nick will be there, as he's informed Julie and I that he will be taking control of this.
Yes, sir.
So we'll still be hanging in the shadows.
Next Wednesday on Netflix, August 19th, DeMarcus Family Rules, it premieres. So everybody be looking for that on Netflix.
That's right.
Check it out.
And then Thursday, folks, we have an all-new episode of Chrissy Knows Best.
9/8 Central on USA.
Yes, and it's a great episode. So I thank each and every one of y'all for continuing to do what you do each week with the ratings, and, you know, because television is changing and how people watch television is changing. So I just found out last week that our show will now be on Peacock, Bravo, E, USA, and maybe NBC in the near future. So I really, really am very, very proud to say that, because according to the folks in Los Angeles, that has not been done. And so for us to be on 5 different formats of television, you know, Peacock is a huge streaming platform, and they've been very good to our family and how they're streaming the show. And it's very clean and wholesome and uplifting. And that's what we want to do. So we thank each and every one of you for putting us where we are today. Chase, you guys are going back into season 3.
Of Growing Up, Chrisley.
Season 3.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you remember what you said at season 1? Dad, I just hope we get a second season.
Yep.
Now you're at season three.
And now you're season three.
Now we're season three.
So I am proud of y'all for that because, folks, I don't have a lot of involvement in the Growing Up Chrisley, and that is belongs to Chase and Savannah, and I think that you're going to see in season three, are we going to see Emmy in season three of Growing Up Chrisley?
Yeah, I think you'll see her. I mean, I've still got to talk her into it, but I think that she's going to do it.
And Nick, I'm assuming that you and Savannah will still be kind of still hopefully resolving some issues and still working through others.
Yeah, that's the plan.
So hopefully you'll see Nick and Emmy and you'll get to know kind of how much bigger our family's growing. When we were all sitting at this table last night, my daughter looked over at me and she said, Daddy, you're going to have two tables that seat 12. So
as soon as we start popping out kids, yeah.
Oh, gosh. Can we hold off for a minute?
Chase, you're ready to pop them out, aren't you?
I am.
Yeah, but Nick, you would.
If you and Savannah were married,
you would.
Of course. We talked about it early on.
Yeah, you would be ready for that. So I'm excited. I mean, I already know what Savannah's kids are going to be named. I can't talk about it.
I had some say in it. Don't worry.
Yes. He is not... Folks, we made him think he had.
Yeah. Well, if my kids are anything like me, I'm sure I'm going to call them a lot of things.
Well, with that being said, folks, we thank each and every one of you from our family to yours. Nothing but love, light, and blessings. Until next week.